Now, when we think about Mother's Day, you know, church is about glorifying God, isn't it? And, of course, we don't want to take any glory from God because this is always His day. But in the beginning, God said He made, in His image, He made male and female. He didn't just make men in His image. He made male and female in His image. So that's why you have two parents, Lord willing, in a home, because you don't get to see all of God by just seeing a mom or a dad. That a woman is a part of the expression of who God is. So God took Himself and He put two different pictures, a man and a woman. And so the mother's role, this nurturing role, it really is an expression of who God is. It really is an expression of that kind of nurturing, always there, always faithful, caring for, protecting. A mother kind of, she expresses that part of who God is. So on Mother's Day, we're not just talking about how great mothers are. We're recognizing that God expresses His love toward us in giving us mothers. And some of you may not have your mother with you. Some of you may have not, maybe you didn't even grow up with your mom. But God has that kind of love for you. So I thought it would be a great thing today that we would, I want to hear some expressions of love to mother. So if you're a child here, you might get your chance to share with your mom. But this is my daughter, Leah. We're going to do mother, M-O-T-H-E-R.
Happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful moms, you amazing moms. Today is your day. When I think of a word that describes moms, there's so many words, but if I have to think of a word that starts with the letter M, I would say multitasker, because moms are known for being able to do 50,000 things all at the same time and do them really well. Am I right? We could be cooking and cleaning and doing homework with a kid, yelling at another kid, doing some work on the computer, talking on the phone, doing it all at the same time. I think it's a great strength that we have. But something that comes with that at times, unfortunately, is we can be really hard on ourselves because we're doing so much, we're wearing so many hats. It is humanly impossible to be perfect at everything all at the same time when you're carrying that much. And so I think a tendency sometimes we have is to just put too much unnecessary pressure on ourselves to be perfect and to perform at the top and, just stress ourselves out unnecessarily. And so my encouragement for you moms today is to know that you are amazing, you are strong, you are capable, and God is so pleased with you and proud of you. Your husband is super impressed with you, whether he says it or not. Your kids love you so much, and you just have to know that and just take that pressure off and stop beating yourself up and just be good with where you are. You can do what only you can do with God's grace and strength, but don't try to be superhuman. It's impossible, and it's just going to make you miserable. I don't know if any of you moms have tried. I know I have, and it just made me miserable. I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. I just was a lot more miserable in the effort. So I saw this meme on social media. I don't remember exactly what it said, but the gist was behind every healthy, happy child is a mom who's sure she's screwing it all up. And I thought, how sad but true is that? That our kids could be happy and healthy and just doing wonderfully, and here we are miserable because we're never feeling like we're measuring up. So today, take that pressure off. And my last thing, the challenge for today, another M word, is to make a choice, to make a decision to be more merry, to be more joyful, to celebrate more, to have fun, to enjoy the little moments and the big moments and everything in between. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to look back at pictures in the future. I don't want to look back and think, man, I should have enjoyed that more. I was so busy stressed out, so busy anxious, so busy beating myself up that I didn't enjoy the moments that I had. And so that's my encouragement for you today. I hope that you're encouraged, you're loved. I hope that you get the rest that you need and you're spoiled. And you just have an amazing Mother's Day because you do deserve it. So, happy Mother's Day.
O is for the way I owe you. That was on the spot. It wasn't planned. I have the letter O. And if I could sing a song about 1,000 O's, it still wouldn't be enough O's that I owe my mother. Is this shirt shrinking? Or is it me? I haven't washed it yet because I just took the tag off. So O. The word I have for O is overcomer. I'm going to get emotional. I know I'm the kind of person that if I'm, I'll just tell you, I was in Target looking at some of the cards, and these cards were not good. They were, you're the best at being mom. That's good, but it's not good, you know. But after I looked through a couple, I mean, if you got that for your mom, sorry. go return it and get another one. But they weren't good, but I'd love my mom so much that I was getting emotional looking at some of these cards that were just like not good. You know, I just can't help it. She's such a good mom. And when I think of her, I think she's an overcomer. So I'm going to read you a couple of scriptures. Before I do, one or two things. I know that, you know, you see kids running around and you think, oh, that's so great to be a kid. I wish I remember what it was like to be a little kid, right? You know? And Jackson is my little boy from the great mother, Rebecca, known as the great mother. He was talking to me the other day about he wants to reenact, he didn't say that word, but he wants to reenact what goes on at nap time. And so he says, Miss Lori is her name. And he goes, you be Miss Lori, and I'll be Jackson. I said, okay, well, what does Miss Lori do? He goes, well, she walks around the room, and when she sees one of us that's awake, she looks at us. I said, what does she do when she looks at you? I mean, a vicious stare. And he hides really quick, stuffs his face in his pillow, and so I was like, okay, we'll play that. So they're walking around. Everybody's sleeping? Everyone's sleeping? And he had his face just buried the whole time, not looking at me. And he would just make a noise like, whoo! So I got a little snapshot of what goes on during nap time in preschool. And as I was doing that with him, I remember my moments in preschool. Like, I remember the mats. I remember the strange lady. I think her name was Edith. And she would watch us. I don't know. Maybe it was not Edith. But remember, we played the same games. And I just remembered, like, and I started thinking about all these. And he's only 4 years old. And I could remember these, like, times I was laughing in the same exact way. How he was, anyway, yeah, mirror to mirror here, situation. Anyway, yeah. And so I started thinking about just different times after that. And so from 4 years old, I remember a lot of things about my mom. Probably 6 years old or so. So they had Luke. I don't know if Luke's here today. If he didn't show up, everybody get your phones out, get on Facebook, and be like, bro, where you at? It's like 400 people, 400 messages. Anyway, don't do that. And so Luke was coming about, and Luke was born 3 months premature. And I didn't know what that meant, but I just knew, like, a long time my baby brother wasn't coming home. And I remember asking my mom, is Luke coming home today? Is Luke coming home today? And she said, no, not today. So 3 months premature, and then on the due date that he said, they said he couldn't come home. And then another 3 months, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mom. I'm right. So 6 months that Luke didn't come home, I remember asking, would he come home? He'd come home. And my mom had the church praying, and she wouldn't accept anything that the doctors would say. And they would just say the terrible things. He's going to be like invalid, cerebral palsy, and just lots of things that Mom's like, nope, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. He's like a vegetable. He's on tubes. And I just remember my mom was always praying in some language I couldn't understand. And all the time. She's an overcomer. She's such an overcomer. I remember growing up in high school, I was not living right. I was wanting to figure things out. And that didn't work out very well. But I remember in the middle of the night, one of us would be sick or just not living right. My mom would be in the middle of the night praying in that same language I didn't understand. But I remember at a young age, I would do it with her. But when I grew up, I was kind of like, I don't know about that. And then I figured it out again. Thanks, you know, so she's an overcomer. Moms are overcomers. I feel like a mom is the mark of an overcomer of a home. The dad goes out, he provides, he's the leader. He's going to have his fair share of breaking his back and, years of labor. It's just, you want to figure out what it's like to be a man, it's just dying. That's what a man I know used to tell me that, and I'd be like, you look dead already. You know there's times that you just farting around, you know, whatever. And you're not just dying all the time. So, but a mom, you know, she's around the kids. I don't know if you ever watch kids all day long. I did it the other day. I was like, man, I'm really mean. As nice as I thought I was. But, yeah. So, anyway, moms, I feel like the mark of an overcomer is on the mom. And she's just dealt with the mess every day. Like, what the spirit of the kids is in the mom, comes from the mom, how she overcomes, how she deals with it. She always freaked out, always stressed out. At some point, that kind of falls on the kids, you know. But if your mom's always positive and always has a better outlook on life, fixes situations, something about, you know, the voice of the Holy Spirit in my head is very similar, if not the exact same voice as my mom. And it's not the I'm getting on to you, mom, getting on to you, Chris, voice. It's the voice that's, I think you ought to do this, Chris, because I know you can. It's not the, Chris, what are you doing? It's the, I believe in you, and you can overcome. And that comes from the mom, I believe. I'm not a mom, but I believe it. So Scripture, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's not about overcoming, but that's more for, you know, like, hey, you might be going through something as a mom. You need to know that God's peace will surpass anything that you don't understand. And I have a couple scriptures on overcoming, super quick. And they're in my favorite book, Revelations. So get ready. So these are a handful of rewards of those who overcome. Who wants some rewards? Moms. Besides the massages and the pedicures, that's a pedicure. Bam. Revelations 2:7, he or she who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. 2:10, do not fear what you're about to suffer. Moms suffer sometimes, I would assume. Maybe not this bad, but some. I know my mom has. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison. You may be tested, and for 10 days you'll have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. 2:17, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, to the moms. Y'all didn't get that as much as I did. To the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on it, the stone that no one knows except the ones who receives it. One more. One who conquers and who keeps my works until the end. To her, change the words, I will give authority over the nations. And one more, last one, I promise. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before the Father, before my Father, and before his angels. That's Revelations 3:5. So, anyway, overcome. That's like the at the end of the day, at the end of our life. Did you overcome? Or did you just let it take you out? you know, and I feel like moms, my mom, Pastor Diane, mother in love, is our overcomers. Here's the wife.
Thank you. Let's give Chris a hand. That was good. I really don't have an O letter, but I just wanted to say one thing. Can y'all listen to one more thing? Yes? Yes? I told my mom yesterday, and she's like, you need to share that. There's something I was thinking about moms, myself. I just wanted to encourage mothers today. I was thinking about my mom, and I was thinking about how important it is as moms to remember that you are someone outside of that, too, that you're not just mom. That's your only role. That's the most important role, really. It's very important. But to remember that you have a purpose outside of that also. Like, there's a purpose for you. There's a purpose that you raise your children. But I know that my mom, her purpose, she's been the greatest mom. But she's also never forgotten her purpose, like with God, to raise her children, but to also love other people and to live in that purpose. And I want to just encourage moms today. Like, I know I only have one kid, so it's really not that bad. I know people who have lots of kids are like, this girl does not know what she's talking about. But I know it's super easy to lose yourself and to just feel like, you know, have you ever seen those people whose children move out and then they're these mothers who are just completely lost because that's all they've done for like 30 years? Then their children are gone and the moms are kind of unhappy and they're like kind of torture everyone around them because their purpose is kind of gone because their children moved out. So I think it's important to always try to remember and keep that focus that you are, you know, you do have a great calling. There is a great purpose for your life. And define that, you know, that you are a great mom, then that's very important. But you have a lot of gifts outside of that. And you are important to the world around you, too. And your children seeing you living in that, it teaches them what's important, too. And I think that's the greatest gift and the greatest lesson for children, to see their moms living in purpose, not just going through the mom motions, but a mom who has her priorities in order as far as what God has for her. That, I think, is the greatest example of a mom. So that's not an O, but I just wanted to share that with you guys. Love y'all. Who's T?
Well, we're T. Me and Donovan. I'll just hold it. He's here. He didn't get dressed up for Mother's
that's
Day.
A T right there.
But I've been having morning sickness, so I just been letting him wear whatever he wants. So if y'all noticed, he was wearing, like, sweatpants last week. I feel like a mom already. I've lost the will to care. I'm just like, whatever, just get the clothes on, get in the car. Just practicing for kids one day. I've babysat my niece and nephews a lot growing up, and you knew if I was watching them because they did show up however they wanted to show up. Miss Andrew knows I brought her kid. His teeth weren't brushed. They took like a 30-second shower. So I was like, they're here. It is what it is. So maybe I'll get it better with my own children. We'll see. They might wear matching clothes. I don't know. But T, I kind of cheated because like there's a lot of T words, you know? When you're watching Wheel of Fortune, you always throw a T in there because there's always going to be a T word. So I had a couple different ones, so I'm just going to throw them out there. The first one I thought of was tolerant. How many of y'all have a tolerant mom? If you don't think you do, trust me, you do, because they're dealing with you all the time. I thought about tolerant because I know I was thinking about my mom and then, of course, thinking about all the other moms, and I thought, man, and I did youth ministry for a while, so I had a lot of one-on-ones with a lot of moms, and I was like, geez, moms go through it, man. Like, they're, like, pouring out their heart. I'm like, I know. I don't know what to do about your kid either, man. Like, I'm glad I'm not the parent. I just get to, like, see him a couple times a week and pass him back to you, you know. I don't know what I would do 24 hours a day. But moms, you are amazing because you're so tolerant. You have to deal with your kids. I know I think about how I was as a kid, and my mom was just saying it this morning. She was like, oh, you're going to have a little Hannah, and she was like, oh, I can't wait to see this. And those of you, I was an interesting child. I was not the easiest child. Me and, I'd say me and Bray were probably the most difficult. What up? Shout out. We are probably like the most stubborn two children to deal with ever. But like, I was really weird. Like, I wouldn't wear socks. I would, like, if she put made me wear socks, I'd, like, cut my socks off. And when I was in kindergarten, apparently I used to, like, bring my own dresses to school and change. Like, she'd make me wear something, and I'd, like, walk out to the car 5 years old with, like, a princess dress, and my mom would be like, I didn't put her in this to go to school, I promise. We didn't have uniforms back in the day. But I was not the easiest kid. I remember cutting the toes off my stockings because it felt weird. Anything that felt too weird or too tight, I was not down with it. I remember being in Germany, and my mom made me wear a jacket, and I was so upset. It was like snowing, you know, this feet high, and I was like throwing a fit. I remember walking around with my jacket at my elbows. Like, I'm wearing it, but not completely, because it's uncomfortable. I was a weird kid. All that to say, I know I was not easy. I remember fighting over putting clothes on every single day. Every single day. They never understood me. I know, you still don't. I was like, well, if I have a little Hannah, at least I'll understand what she means by the socks being weird. And, you know, I'd be like, go ahead, girl, cut those socks. I don't care. So my kid will probably have cut toe stockings and never wear a jacket, barefoot, whatever makes them feel comfortable. But anyways, you're a toddler, you have to deal with all of us. You got grandkids and you're so patient. You have husbands. I love my dad, but if y'all know my dad, he is awesome. But you have to be a toddler in person. I was talking to mom yesterday and she was like, your dad came home the other day with a hot tub in the back of the trailer. She said Todd drove up with it and she was like, Todd, do not take that hot tub out of the trailer. It's not staying. He's a let-go maniac. He's picking things up left and right. Moms are always having their toddler. They're having to take care of the pets. Y'all know that. My mom, we've had, how many dogs have we had, Miss Jen? We've had probably like 20 dogs, 30 dogs throughout our lives. And it always ended up, y'all know how it is, parents. The kids say they're going to take care of the dog, and they don't take care of the dog. My mom always ended up taking care of the dog. We get rid of the dog. You know, a year later, we like had amnesia, and we were like, hey, we should all get a dog. The kids, we'll take care of it. And then, of course, mom would be like, no. And sure enough, we'd be back at the house with another dog. And then we give them back to the pair of conies. It's just, it's worked. It's worked 20 years, and we'll keep doing it. So we did decide next time we're just going to bring the pair of conies with us and all pick out a dog together, knowing that it's not going to be a sibling forever. We're not those people. Another tea real quick is, it's like a combo tea, but I was thinking tender and tenacious. And I was thinking, you know, usually moms are kind of one or the other. You know, you either have like the really tender mom or you have like the, you know, Sandra Lannis mom. You know what I mean? Like the don't you tell me anything. But I realized moms are like the perfect mixture. They might have more of one than the other. But in reality, like, even if your mom's like, my mom is like the most tender, you know, like I wouldn't normally think tenacious. But then I thought about the times where I came home and like was telling my mom about like how my friends hurt my feelings or, you know, like how that girl looked at me weird. You know how it is. You know how it is, girls. But like I remember coming home and like I had to stop telling my mom when my friends upset me because she'd be like, well, you know what? You just need to find better friends because they're just, and my mom would be like, my mom, my older sisters would be like, I cannot believe they talk to you like that. Never talk to them ever again. And I was like, no, it's okay. It's going to be fine. We're just having a fight. So I did have to stop telling my mom all about my friend fights because my mom would be like, well, then I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her and her mom right now. And I was like, don't do it. It's going to be worse. So, but they are, moms are super tenacious, and you got to love that about them because they are, no matter how chill they are in your corner when you need them, right? They're in your corner. They might get onto you left and right and upside down, but if you come home saying somebody did something wrong to you, they're on your side no matter what, and you got to love that and appreciate that. And my last T, I'm like, oh, look, people are texting me. Sorry. My last tea, it's like Leah's. I should have watched Leah's video. Then I could have changed my thing up. But I thought talented to me was like the ultimate tea for moms. Because moms really do everything. Like, somebody wrote on Facebook this morning. They put like a little picture and they said it was like a meme or something. And it was like, mom, we, you know, got somebody or got some people to like take your job for the day. And it was like 30 people, you know, with different hats on, like Leah was talking about. But I thought moms really do everything. They're like the ultimate, they're the chef and the handyman. My mom is the handyman. she's got her own tool set. It's purple. And, like, you know, something gets broke. She's like, hold on. Let me get, I can fix that chair. You know, she's always got some kind of project. She's the seamstress sewing buttons on, and the teacher, the artist. I wrote a few down. Nurse. Y'all know you always call your mom. Still to this day, I'll be like, my pinky toe hurts. Like, what do I do with that? You know, like, nothing. But they always call for the nurse, Nurse Diane. The chauffeur, the party planner, I was thinking about when I was a kid. And my mom was like, I don't know how she did it with five kids. But, like, every one of us always had, like, these big birthday parties. And she had activities and cakes and all these different things going on. I don't know how you do that with five kids. I just don't get it. She's the disciplinarian, the project preparer. Y'all teachers know y'all are wrong for that when y'all send home a project to a six-year-old. Y'all know, like, my mom's probably done more projects, between my mom and my dad, more projects than I can count. They're the ones pinning, printing things. And, of course, we didn't tell them till like, 10:30 the night before. Like, oh, yeah, I've got to have a project board by tomorrow. But, yeah, y'all are wrong for that. But moms are awesome because they do all of our project things for us or with us. Counselors, my mom's a comedian. Gotcha, Mom. Our coach, and I thought the biggest thing was, I know it's not T, but it's with talented, so it works. But moms are really like the ultimate cheerleaders. You know, I think one of the most amazing things about all moms, but especially my mom, is that, and I did steal this from Taylor Swift, don't judge me, but it was really good. But, you know, as talented as my mom is and as all you moms are, I thought the amazing thing about moms is that they really do, they don't mind being selfless. They don't mind stepping back and just watching you take the spotlight, you know? And, like, that's so awesome. You know what I mean? Like, most people, like, they love showing off their own things. But moms are happy to be like, no, you go ahead. You know, I'm happy to cheer you on. I'm happy to have your back. And, you know, my final last thing for real. And Donovan's just here for moral support.
I had one.
Oh, okay. I'll give it to you in a second. When I'm done. Now I'm teasing. No, I was just thinking about it. And I was thinking, you know, moms, when we fail, moms are always there to encourage us, right? When you, every time I've been lost, moms have always, my mom especially, but moms are always there to give you direction and give you wisdom. When we fall, moms are always there to pick us back up, dust us off. You know, whenever we're sad, they're cheering us up. When we make mistakes, they're always there to be like, it's okay, you can do better next time, you know? And I thought about it, and I thought, you know, the best thing, the best moms in the world are not the perfect moms. They're not the moms that, like, have it all together and, like, have the scrapbooks, you know, with every day of their child's lives. You know, I mean, I've seen people like that on Pinterest. I don't think they're real. But the best moms aren't the ones that have it all together or always keep everything cool, you know, never blow a lid or whatever, that have, like, the perfect children. Like, those aren't the perfect moms. To me, like, the best moms are the ones that are just there, you know, that are there for you. And that, to me, is, like, the ultimate encouragement to every one of you moms out there is that, like Leah said, even though we know you're not perfect, as your children, we know you're not perfect. We know there's times where you lost your patience a little bit, you know what I mean? Or, like, you lost your cool, you know, or whatever it is. But we just, what we love is that you're always there. No matter what's going on, you know, even if good mood, bad mood, you know, a little hormonal, I don't know. Regardless, moms are always there. And, you know, that to me is, it's just the most amazing thing about moms. And that's the most amazing thing about you, is just remember, I know it's kind of like what Leah said, but regardless of the mistakes you make and the fact that, you know, I know sometimes it can, you can feel like not perfect, especially like I said, when you're looking at like Instagram and there's like these moms with five children and they're like in great shape and all their kids are in good shape and like they have the scrapbooks and you're like, what, how do you do this? You know, and like, the kids, they're all working out together as a family. And you're like, what? Who comes home from work and wants to do that? Like, me and my kids. And then they're, like, lifting their babies and stuff. Like, you might not be that perfect mom, and they might make you feel bad about yourself. But don't, because your kids appreciate the fact that you're there. They don't remember the times that you blew up. They don't remember the times that you didn't get it all right. They just remember the fact that no matter what, you've always been there for them. So, love you, moms and mom.
What's up, everybody? I have one word, but where's my accountability buddy, Brandon? What's up? I have to have him. We have an understanding that if I start going off track, we have a safe word, but I'm not going to do that today. So I love you, Brandon. Michaela, you too, because y'all won now. So, all right, I'm done. But that one word for me when I think about mothers is the T word, trust. And the reason why I say trust is because no matter what kids do, how they act, whatever, if that's your child, you always believe in the best in them. You always trust that they are the best thing that since sliced bread, am I right? Like every mom thinks like my kid is the best kid, and they trust them and they believe in them. And that's the one thing that I love about mothers, because every time I got in trouble, I was like, no, he couldn't have done that. You know, like my nickname was Done It. And I'm going to explain that, because every time something happened, I did it. So my nickname for the rest of my life was Done It. But she still believed in me regardless. So and I'm going to tell on them. Since I'm not a kid anymore, I'm going to tell on them. So everybody know, like, yeah, I trust my kid. They're the best. But there's other people like, oh, you don't know about that. You know, like, they know more about your kid than you do, but you believe in them. So, just whatever they do, whatever you believe, kind of, like, take a little bit off. But for parents, and I'm sorry for all the youth. I have to, because I'm not a kid anymore, and I'm going to share the secret. So parents, like, when you, mothers or whatever, when you leave the house, this is how you find out who your kid really is. When you leave that house, just drive around the block, take about 20 minutes or whatever, and just whatever, and then just sneak up to the house and just, surprise, that's your kids. That's who they are, whatever that is. And I just told them, y'all, and I'm sorry, because I love y'all, and I believe in the best for y'all. So that's all I have is trust. Trust. Where's Lil Bray? Ladies and gentlemen, Lil Bray. Or Big Bray. No.
Just regular Bray. Amber's going first.
I almost made it. Keep it. Okay. I almost made it. I'm like 3 days out of having a baby. But I will speak on the moms that I know that are in my life. So H, I have helper, the helper of life, in fact, and I'm going to, I have a scripture. It's in Genesis 2:18. It says, then the Lord God said, this is whenever, he was making Eve for Adam. It's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. And he uses the word helper. And I know that they were talking about, you know, making a woman for a man. But it's not just that. God also made women for children. I don't want to, like, spoil anything, but, like, babies don't come from storks. Or, like, what was that movie? Boss Baby, when they were, like, making it in machines? They come from a mom. And I realized how significant that was, because he literally made us with someone attached. Like, he's like, you're not going to be alone, because I made this woman to be your helper. And she's God's helper as well, but she's also your helper. And I did want to tell a little story about my mom. Stand up, Mom. Look how beautiful she is. But so I'm going to keep it quick, but I'm obviously super pregnant right now. We were planning a trip to Disney World like a year ago, and then I go and get pregnant. And it's okay, my family will be here, but they are going to leave very shortly after I deliver the baby. So my mom canceled her entire trip to Disney World, and I'm like, Mom, like, why are you doing that? Like, it's going to be fine. Her answer is, because when the baby comes, I want to help you. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. She's missing out on Disney World, not to, like, you know, go to Hawaii, but to help me when the baby comes. So I think that is one of the best explanations of a mom as a helper, just super sacrificial. And also my mother-in-law, Pastor Diane. People always say, like, well, I've never even heard people say it. It's more so movies. But they're like, oh, great, my mother-in-law is coming in town. And they make her, like, to be out some, this mean, overbearing person. But, I mean, that cannot be further from the truth, you know, with my mother-in-law. She is, again, a helper, super sacrificial. She's going to be in the delivery room with me because I know if I need two people, it's two moms. So, but just, yeah, I want to thank you both so much. And all the moms out there, because I'm not a mom yet. Or I'm almost a mom, but I know that if there's anything that y'all have done, it's help throughout life in general. And just whether that's praying for us. I mean, most of you probably wouldn't even be saved if it wasn't for your moms. But just praying for you, whether it's meals or, shoot, this morning I was like, dang it, I wish my mom was here. She used to help me flat on the back of my hair. I don't even know if it's straight right now. But, but yeah, just thank you for being the best helpers, God's helpers.
All right, I'll be quick. Mine, I actually was with her. We were going to do it, and then I changed it to, I don't know if it fits exactly, but housekeeper, but not in the way that you're thinking. My mom kicked me out of my house, y'all, whenever I was, 18, 19, maybe earlier. But for me, I remember that being such a big moment for me that I was like, dude, she does not want to do this, but she's kicking me out and there's kids here. So I'll just say it was because of, Cherokee Red or Fa-ya-ya, whatever you want to call it. I got kicked out of my house because of that. And so I remember it being like one of those things. I was like, I really, in that moment, I was very upset, but I just remember like respecting my mom so much. And I didn't want to give her the guilt trip because I was homeless for some time after that, and I've lived with a lot of you out here. For me, it was like I was like, you know, as an adult, I've heard somebody say like you can either be friends with your kids when they're young, or you can be friends with your kids whenever they're older. And my parents decided that they didn't want to be our friends whenever we were young, and so now we are able to be friends and have a relationship because I don't resent them for allowing certain things in my life or allowing me to make these huge mistakes. And for me, and if for all the kids out there, like I never said to any of my friends ever in my whole life, guarantee you, never said a negative thing or insult about either one of my parents to any of my friends. So if you do that, I will find you. I will fight you because your moms are awesome, and you should not ever, like, just embrace that you're dumb and you're selfish and you want to do what you want to do, and your parents are not selfish. They're trying to help you, and just embrace it. Whether you're going to do what you want to do or not, just embrace that you're the idiot in the relationship between child and parent. Your parents are not idiots. And parents, if you got to kick them out, you got to kick them out. So that's mine. E. So homeless would be the H.
All right. I have E. Everybody say E.
I know it's 12, so I know we have mother's lunch. My kids love to talk. God bless them. So we're going to be standing here with you while you're doing yours. Okay.
That's okay. E, real quick. E, I put emotional because a lot of people tie that up as a negative thing. But for me, emotional is something that a mother has a special trait in. And they really relate to our emotions. You know, dads are usually the tough, strong one, but the moms are the ones that really understand you. Am I right? Like girls, I don't know about guys, but girls, when you have a problem, you go to who? Your mom, right? Well, I usually go to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, tell me this. And she's very understanding and emotional in a healthy way, and that when something happens to one of her children, when Mama cries, it's a big deal, you know, because everybody gets quiet. I remember when me or one of my siblings got in trouble, when Mom cried, it got quiet because we were like, oh, no, we did it now. And so, but that's a special trait that, that's a very special trait for a mom is that y'all are emotional and you have a sensitive spot. And that's an important thing. It's not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing to cry because your kid's being stupid. But it's a great thing because God does hear those tears. And the tears of a mother are very special. So for all you moms, those that cry at night for your children and those that are praying hardcore for their lives, know that God hears every tear, especially from a mother. Right? All right, those are my words.
All right, happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Mom. My mom is not here. She's in Colombia right now, but I want to say to everybody here, every mom here, thank you for always being there. My word is every day, and my mom is always there for me. Even if she's in another country, she's texting me every single day, more than my wife. I'm just kidding. She texts me every day, and I know you as a mom, you're the same. And you as a child, you know your mom is like, hey, where you at? Hey, I know what you're going through. What's going on? Tell me what's going on. And I just want to say thank you for being there. Thank you for always, like this video we saw, always protecting your children. Always when you see, only a mom can see danger coming on its way. Like that's the Holy Spirit. She's like, there is something coming on, something bad. And the mom immediately like, hey, come here. Or a storm comes or something difficult comes. And the mom is always there opening her wings and protecting their children. So happy Mother's Day. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your just sacrifice. Thank you for giving everything. Even when it's really early in the morning that you have to cook meals for your children, or really late at night when you want to go to sleep and, I don't know, you have to do something for your kids. God sees that. And that's just amazing. A man cannot do that. Thank you, because God made you with a purpose. And maybe you say, I don't want to be a mother. God is going to make you one. And maybe you've been trying for many years to have a child. You're going to have a child. Many children are going to come to you. And I just want to read a verse, real verse, and I finish with this. And this is for all the, this is like my goal every day. Since I was like a little kid. 3 John chapter 1 verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And that's my goal every day. I says, Lord, I want to honor my parents. I want to honor my mom. And I want to walk in the truth. That everything that I do and everything that I say and everything that, every decision that I make can honor God and can honor my mom. So I love you, Mom. Every mom that is here, I love my mother-in-law, my mom in Colombia. Happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your day. Every day is to celebrate you. I love you.
Well, we have everyone stand up. We're going to have the mom. My wife wants to pray for all the women, all the mothers. Everyone stand up. We're going to have the mothers come stand here in front. We're running a little bit late, but mothers are worth it. All the mothers come stand here in front, and all your children to come stand with them. All the moms come down front. And all the families come stand behind them.
All the ladies that are coming down, I just want to say for all you mothers, because this is Mother's Day, the most important thing that you can know is that God loves you, God believes in you, God's going to strengthen you, God's going to encourage you. Don't feel alone, don't feel overwhelmed. Just the more that you press into God, He's going to give you everything that you need. That's what He's done for me. Obviously, I've made many, many mistakes. I'm sure we all have. But to partner with the Holy Spirit and recognize that's where your strength comes from. That's where your wisdom comes from. That's where whatever your need is, it comes from. Partnering with the Holy Spirit. So I just want to encourage you that God loves you. He believes in you. And as you partner with Him, He's going to give you the grace to do whatever you need to do. Amen? All right, let me just pray for you. Lord, I just thank you for every one of these precious mothers that are here today. Thank you, God. As I look at them, I know that I feel my love for them, God, but your love is overwhelming towards them. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would overwhelm them today with your love. Lord, let them feel loved by you, accepted by you, believed in by you, God. Lord, that they would feel healed, encouraged, whatever their need, provided for, God. Every need that they have, God, that they would know that they are not alone, that you are with them, God, that you strengthen them, you encourage them, bless them abundantly, God. You hear their hearts, you know their prayers, God. Lord, I pray that you meet every need that they have, but God, let them feel your arms around them even now, God. Let them feel your love for them, God, that you love them. You believe in them, encourage them, strengthen them, God. Thank you, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in every way possible, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would overshadow them, Holy Spirit. Overshadow them, Lord. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing in their lives, God. And we thank you, Lord, as they put you first, that all the things that are going on in their life, all the challenges will be taken care of because you are with them. So, Lord, go and be with them. Bless them. Let them feel loved by their children today. Let them feel loved by their Heavenly Father today. And, Lord, I thank you, God, that you will do all that needs to be done in their lives, Lord. So bless them. And I pray, Lord, that they are just blessed abundantly today by their children, God, and their spouses, those that are married, God. And Lord, we just honor you this day. We thank you that you are the perfect example for all of us mothers, God. If we didn't have that, we have that now because we look to you and we depend on you and you show us the way. So, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this day. Bless the families that are here and bless the rest of their day and the rest of their week. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Y'all hug on your mothers if they're here with you today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.